Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The first time that coals of fire are mentioned in the Scriptures is found in the instruction of the Lord to Aaron in making a sin offering for the people. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, and the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony. The intense heat of these coals of fire pictures the sufferings of our Savior, who endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. We see that these coals of fire, which denote the sufferings of Christ, were kindled by him who will judge sin most harshly, neither clearing the guilty nor acquitting the wicked. The same one who wrote the law is he who determined to send his only begotten Son into the world as a sin bearer, condemned by that same law. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. John the Baptizer testified to his disciples concerning the weakness of his own baptizing, contrasted with that of the Redeemer, when he said, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This same fire is ordained for the cleansing of the sons of God and the destruction of the wicked. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. We see this purging, that is, pruning, of the Lord's branches connected with coals of fire, as Peter warmed himself there in the courtyard of the judgment hall. And the servants and the officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Satan had desired to sift Peter as wheat, even as he did with the Lord's servant Job many years before. Yet the Lord prayed for him that his faith would not fail. The Lord set this stage to teach Peter that he could not stand in his own power, in spite of his boastings that he would even face death for the Lord. So we see him warming himself by the same fire of coals as these unbelievers. Yet the Lord meant this trial of Peter for a completely different purpose, as Peter's warmth was soon turned to tears of sorrow, and ultimately repentance, as he denied knowing the Lord three times, the last with an oath. How foolish are men when they trust in their own power! Yet the Lord made provision for Peter, and purged him, consuming his self-reliance in bitter tears which flowed from Peter's eyes. Then we are brought to observe the most comforting sight in John's Gospel, as we behold the risen Christ on the seashore, having prepared a meal for his weary friends. They had toiled all night and had caught no fish by their own endeavors. Yet when the Lord instructed them where to cast the net, they brought in a multitude of fish. It is interesting to point out that John tells the exact number of fish, 153, which were in the net. Those fish in that net were appointed by him to be caught, and not one of them got away. In all of this, we see the Lord's provisions for his disciples, for not only did he teach them where to cast their net, but he prepared a meal of fish and bread for them on a fire of coals. No doubt this was a welcome sight to them, for here they were able to fellowship with the Lord, to be fed by a meal which they did not prepare, and to warm themselves by a fire of coals which they had not kindled. Is this not indicative of the Lord's constant provision for his children? What do we have that he has not provided for us? Perhaps the Lord kindled this fire of coals specifically for Peter, to remind him of that other fire of coals which he had recently warmed himself by. Yet this was not unto Peter's condemnation, but rather to demonstrate the mercy and kindness of the Lord, as he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For it was here by this fire of coals that the Lord restored Peter, as he told him to feed my sheep. We see that brought to fruition not many days hence, on the day of Pentecost. Had you seen this fire of coals and been warmed thereby?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.